USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. An unidentified man is under arrest after running toward former President Obama's Washington, D.C. home.
Secret Service officials saw the man within blocks of the home, detaining him as he was running towards it. His van was parked nearby with multiple weapons and materials to make explosive devices like a Molotov cocktail. He'd made threats on social media against public figures recently and had an open warrant on charges related to the Capitol riot. It's unknown if the Obamas were home. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Pentagon says the infamous Chinese spy balloon did not collect any intelligence data during a flight over the U.S. earlier this year. The Defense Department announced that the balloon did not gather any data as it flew over the country for most of a week in February. The military shot down the balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Congressman George Santos will be back in federal court today. His New York court appearance comes after pleading not guilty to 13 charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Archaeologists have found some very old items at a northern Iowa dig.
Pre-any European presence or interaction, possibly hundreds of years old, but quite possibly several thousand years old as well.
That's state archaeologist John Dorshuk. He says the items were found near the Abbey Gardner Historical Site in Arnold's Park, Iowa.
Bits and pieces of plates and cups and saucers and cutlery. We got some metal cans, some glass bottles.
Donald Trump has won a seat on the Fire District Board in Hubbard, Oregon. The presidential candidate was a write-in candidate for last month's election in the small town south of Portland. He and four other people received two votes each, and on June 23rd, Trump was declared the winner by a roll of the dice. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Isaiah Rodgers and two other players are indefinitely suspended by the NFL for gambling violations.
The NFL found Rodgers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent defensive lineman Demetrius Taylor all were found to have bet on NFL games in the 2022 season. The NFL does not allow players to bet on NFL games or any other sports from team facilities or hotels. They also can't have others place bets for them or share inside information. I'm Ryan Daniels.
With traffic delays in the air and a record numbers of cars on the roadways, take some patience with you this 4th of July holiday weekend. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.